Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
This show is sponsored by Narconon UK.
Call Narconon today at 01435 512 460. 01435 512 460.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Work Wisdom and Pratfalls with me, Joan Ellis, and my very special guest, Jane Gibbs. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And you're the owner, founder and one of the therapists at the Seaview Beauty Clinic here on the Isle of Wight. You describe it as beauty meets science and medical progress.
Yes.
Tell us more about that theory.
I believe that in order to change anything in our system or in our skin, we need to utilize everything that nature has to offer, as well as using scientific progress.
Yeah. So, but you have a very interesting story, don't you, about how you came upon this as a career?
Yes, I came... the reason I opened the clinic is because I used to suffer with quite serious skin condition. I had very severe acne, and for years I was used as a guinea pig for the medical world in order to help my symptoms. And nothing worked until I guess I moved to England, and that was 4 years ago, and discovered an International Institute for Anti-Aging in London, which has changed my view on skin. And that was the beginning of the journey to recovery, as well as a fantastic opportunity to learn how and why we get certain conditions.
And having bad skin, obviously, if it's your face, that's the image we present to the outside world.
Yes.
So that must be quite difficult when day in, day out, that's what you've kind of got to cope with that.
It's extremely difficult, especially being a woman. Not that it matters who you are. If there is something that we feel insecure about, we show it to the world. Or in better words, we try to hide. And by doing that, we don't reach our full potential. So we become our own enemy in a way, because we stop and concentrate. That's the only thing that keeps us from progressing. That's what I felt. And when I found the key, or many keys to say, to how my skin works and how to help myself, I understood and reached the potential that I couldn't for decades. Basically, I found freedom by finding the way out.
I think that sounds quite dramatic to people, perhaps who haven't had that kind of condition.
Yes.
Or, you know, who don't suffer in that way. And but I can see exactly what you're saying. And I think with women, whether it be poor skin or perhaps weight or other things, we do allow it to stand in our way, and we do allow it to affect our self-confidence.
Yes.
And as you say, then our natural instinct seems to be to hide away and literally hide our lights under a bushel. Given now that this is your profession, that you're here, like you say, to help other people, what's been your most transforming story?
I think there are two stories that come to mind. First, of a lady that came to me with extremely severe rosacea, and together we have managed to achieve what she always wanted.
Can you just describe a little bit about rosacea for people who haven't heard of that condition?
Rosacea is a red looking face, which always looks very red, or it flushes very easily, and it can be on the chest, on the neck, it can be blotchy, and most people feel that they have to live with it. I'm not going to go into the huge scientific explanation, but it's an inflammatory condition, which is an internal condition, and in order to deal with it, you have to find the cause. And usually the cause of it are hormones.
Okay.
So when, with this particular lady, we have understood what's causing it, now we can keep it under control. It can never be cured, but it can be kept...
Can be managed.
It can be managed, indeed.
And how has that affected her life?
It changed her life, because she found her confidence. She can look up when she talks to people. She can look them in the eyes without being conscious about how her face looks. Or just... it's very difficult to describe to people who never had any issues with themselves, which I don't believe there are any. But it's made her happier, lighter, and she is ready to face the world.
So roughly what age is she? How long did she live with the condition before?
She lived with it for, I believe, 20 years.
That's a long time, isn't it?
It is a very long time. And she is now, she would be late 50s.
So most of her adult life then, really?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yes.
And the other story that is very close to my heart, the girl was brought to me by her mom. She's 12, or she's 14 now. And we have started the journey to recover, to make her skin better. She had quite serious inflammation and acne, which she developed very early in life. And by treating her skin with love and using very gentle methods and products, now we managed to almost... I'm not going to say the word heal, because I'm not a medic, but she has the skin she always wanted. And that's fantastic, especially knowing that whatever she tried before was very painful, very sore and very expensive. And her mom gave me a statement saying that you have changed life of both of us because my daughter is a happy child.
A child, so that's starting very young, isn't it?
And
making that difference to somebody's confidence, probably when it matters the most, I would think.
Yes, yeah. very much.
Am I right in thinking that none of your treatments here at the Seaview Clinic are invasive?
Absolutely, yes. We pride ourselves in using treatments that are non-invasive and using a natural ability to heal. So we basically, if you see skin as a computer, we're resetting the button and our system is able to start healing itself.
So you, now looking at you, you have very good skin now, and I would never dream that you had anything other. So were you your own guinea pig?
Absolutely. All the treatments we offer here, and I have fantastic therapists I work with, we try all treatments and all products ourselves. Yes, we also produce our own products in the clinic now. And it's a big statement to make, but everything we offer so far, we know that it's good, that it's safe, and basically it's not tested on animals.
Okay.
And been around for many, many decades before we started working with it. So it has history.
And what standout products do you have? What are the ones that are your go-to, most effective ones?
Environ are the products, is the company that I've been working for from the beginning, for and with. And their products come from a South African skin cancer clinic and been developed by a dermatologist and a plastic surgeon. So those are the products that I always feel safe to prescribe to anyone who's coming to me with an issue. And there are many other products that I try on. Sometimes I keep the line in and sometimes I decide to change. But I guess... product-wise, Environ is my number one. And machine-wise, technology, there are a few different options depending on what's needed.
And as a woman, I don't really like to ask this, but I know it's the age-old question, no pun intended. But as we get older, it is aging and anti-aging products and treatments are the bane of our lives, aren't they? I mean, we all do become a little bit obsessed with it. We're all looking for that. Is there anything that can be done?
There is, yes.
It's not invasive, obviously.
Absolutely, yes. The reason I say it with confidence, because scientists have found a way to turn our cells to act young again by using... science with nature. I go back to that sentence again. We are able to wake up our natural ability to regenerate. And it sounds extremely sci-fi, but it's possible using particular vitamins and equipment that assists.
And what's this you were talking about going back in history a little bit earlier? Have any of these treatments, I mean, obviously they've been modified and you've got new up-to-date technology and equipment to use them with, but are the basic treatments, have they been used for centuries somewhere in the world?
Some ingredients have been used for centuries, but the machines itself, the oldest is probably been around for 70 years. Because, no, that's not true. One of them is 110-year-old technology, which I use to remove benign lesions off the skin. And other machines use, they come from medical world. So all three machines that we use on a daily basis come from medical world. And now we're using them for cosmetic needs.
Okay. And how many therapists do you have working here with you, Jane, at the Sea View Clinic?
I'm fortunate enough to work with five wonderful therapists. And we have a variety, a very big variety of treatments we offer, because every therapist is very talented and they have their own gift that they brought to the clinic.
So what specializations do they have?
We have a fantastic clinical aromatherapist. He makes his own products, which can be used on all skin types, including skin that's not well. He's also lately been treating a dying cancer patient that requested him. He worked with him for the last 3 months to provide treatments which made the life of that patient bearable. And today I had a statement from the charity that sent this gentleman to us saying that it truly changed his life and how grateful they are for David's treatments. Then we have a cranial therapist and reflexologist, a fantastic lady that has been working for 20 years in the field or more, and she never stops learning, and she helps. It's not a medical treatment, but it's a pain relief treatment that realigns the brain and the body functions. Then we have Jo, she's my assistant and the therapist that I've taught everything I know. So we work together very closely. If there are new people who come through the door, we either decide who, depending on what's needed, I do a consultation and Jo can do the treatments. Then we have Claire, she's doing manicures and pedicures, and we have Anna that she works with laser, she has her own clinic and she does clinics here, and she uses cryo technology to freeze benign lesions, which I can do with electrolysis, so we work together. And she also offers microblading, it's semi-permanent makeup.
So this is when people have their eyebrows done?
It's yes, it's...
Is that very painful? Sounds it?
It's not because of the numbing gels that we have to our disposal and we're allowed to use. So it makes it... No, I haven't heard...
Okay. And is there any risk of infection with that? Because you are going into... you're breaking the skin, presumably, aren't you?
You do. I'm afraid there is risk with infection even when you do a simple manicure.
Mm.
Because it's... It's working with people. Sometimes you can damage your skin even without blood being present. It's an industry where we're extremely vigilant on sterilization and wearing gloves. But... I would never say that it's not possible, because yes, cross-contamination is possible, but we are extremely clean.
Okay. And you've shown me, I've had a tour of your salon, and each room has a very different feel, doesn't it? So each specialist presumably has their own touch and has their own way of doing things here.
I think that's what happened in the end, yes. We have... the clinic has drawn specialists that each has their individuality. And you do feel it when you walk in the room.
Yes.
And it's, yes, makes it very special.
And when we were talking off air, you were telling me that your clinical aromatherapist helps dementia and Alzheimer's patients too.
Yes.
How does that work?
The way our memory works is that we remember smell, scent, much longer than we remember words. So what happens with aromatherapy oils, this is something that's been used for thousands of years in medicine and treatments, you can associate by smelling something, by having a scent, you can associate a memory. And usually we try to find a good memory for the patient so that the whole experience changes into something very special.
I'm very happy, I would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that sounds really lovely. Because I don't think so. Aromatherapy, it must have a very broad spectrum of things that it can be used to enhance and treat.
Yes.
Because you've spoken about cancer patients, you've spoken about dementia, Alzheimer's. Presumably, stress, is that something that it would be good for too?
Stress is a generic word that describes pretty much everything we all go through in daily life. So the answer is yes. And any treatment that involves touch, anything we do here and other therapists do around the world, is to eliminate the stress or make it lighter. It's not that we can stop it, because the older we get, the more stressful life can get.
Mm.
It's a coping mechanism, and it's trying to relax the brain sufficiently that it doesn't cause any bad reactions, because stress can be very destructive.
Yes.
And lead to many potential illnesses.
And I think it's something we all think we have in varying degrees, don't we now? Because people
yes.
say life is very stressful, which it is.
It absolutely is, but we do need some degree of stress to function.
Mm.
From ancient times, stress kept us alive
yes.
because we had to be vigilant in what's happening around us.
And to women of a certain age, and again, I hate that phrase, but women of a certain age who are either approaching the menopause or going through the menopause, is there anything that you can offer here at the CV Clinic, Jane, to alleviate or help some of those symptoms?
Absolutely. Again, the Trish, our cranial therapist, David, the aromatherapist, and most of us have treatments, either holistic or we have supplements or we have products that help with symptoms of menopause as well as premature aging.
Mm. So, for example, what could you do to somebody who's coming in with the classic menopausal symptoms?
I have supplements which I prescribe as a skin supplement, which contain primrose oil, and they have been known to help. Also, the skin is a mirror of our health. When we go through menopause, well, most of us, we suffer with skin conditions as well as physical pains and aches that can be helped with certain treatments, skin treatments and body treatments. And David is specially trained to help relieve menopausal symptoms using massage techniques as well as oils.
Okay. And women don't mind coming to a man for that kind of treatment?
Everybody loves David. It's truly, he's a very special person. Very often this question is asked, but once you've been here into the clinic, you understand what we are.
Okay.
And how we work.
And the massage, now, whenever I have a massage, well, I don't have them, because whenever I have had massages, I land up in tears. And I don't know why that is.
Because massage releases emotional stress. And it's actually a compliment to a therapist who is providing a service. If a person who just received it becomes emotional, the emotional stress we store in our body, in our muscles, and if it's not relieved, it can cause quite serious mental and physical illnesses.
So how often would you recommend somebody goes for a massage?
Anything we do here, from skin to body treatments, I recommend to do at least once a month, because that's how often we change ourselves. That's how often our hair and our cells, it's a changeover. So a monthly cycle is important as a maintenance. In some countries, massage is prescribed by doctors as a prevention of illnesses and depression.
And when, you know, again, I'm not an expert on this, but I've heard people say, you know, my back was so knotted up and they really had to work on it. And, you know, then they got all these crystals out. What's that all about?
A tight muscle is like a chicken fillet wrapped in foil. When it's wrapped and it's tight, our body and our muscles don't get enough oxygen and blood supply. With the result, we can get headaches, depression, we can feel physically ill from the toxins that are polluting our body. So during a massage, when we are working through the knots and you can feel and hear crunching, it's fantastic because it actually does clear your system. It's like resetting, it's like sending a cleansing program into the computer. It takes the viruses out. That's what a massage can do.
Wow, I had no idea that it was so all-encompassing, really. I just thought it was something nice to do for a little bit of relaxation.
No. Massage is, unfortunately, in Europe, is seen as relaxation and luxury.
Yes, exactly.
But it has been used for thousands of years, as I already said, as human touch, to heal. There was nothing else. There were herbs and manual treatments, so people could live healthy and be pain-free. And it's still valid, we're still human, and we still need to be relieved of the tension that we more and more get due to daily life.
Thank you very much, Jane Gibbs. We'll be back after this short break with more from Jane about the Seaview Clinic and her incredibly interesting past, because you were a Russian refugee, weren't you, Jane?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So more of that after this break. Thank you for listening.
Our Island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Other White Studio Glass at Arrowton Barnes, Craft Village, is one of the leading British glassmaking studios and has a reputation worldwide. The studio is open 7 days a week, and you can come and watch master glassmaker Timothy Harris create his amazing designs. A visit to Isle of Wight Studio Glass also offers an opportunity to purchase a piece of glass that you will treasure for always. You can also buy online at isleofwightstudios.co.uk or call us on 522-339.
Livewire Electric Shop, for all your domestic appliance needs. Appliance sales, repairs, spare parts and TVs. There are 5 and 7 year warranties available on selected brands. Find us in Orchard Street, Newport, or call us on 01983 522 420. Livewire, your one-stop appliance shop. ICEC in Freshwater, the catering equipment company. We service, repair, refurbish and sell catering equipment. We can also purchase equipment if required, whether it's part exchange or brand new. We also deliver. To find out how we can help with your catering equipment needs, call us on 01983 756 628 or check out our website www.icec1.co.uk.
For over 70 years, White Building Materials have been the leading supplier of construction and building materials on the Isle of Wight, offering ready-mix concrete, decorative aggregates, concrete blocks and so much more. They're right here on your doorstep, unless, of course, you haven't built it yet, in which case you need White Building Materials. For more information or if you have any questions regarding products and services, contact them on 01983 524 822 or check out the website whitebuildingmaterials.com. White Building Materials. Get your asphalt into gear and call them today.
Music variety. Music variety. That blows your mind. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This show is sponsored by Narconon UK.
Call Narconon today at 01435 512 460. 01435 512
60. Hello and welcome back to this week's edition of Wit, Wisdom and Pratfalls with me, Joan Ellis, and my very special guest, Jane Gibbs.
Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
And you're the owner, founder and therapist here at the Seaview Beauty Clinic. You came from Russia originally as a refugee. What brought you to the island?
My husband has, he was born in Seaview, and 18 years ago we've met in Amsterdam where I grew up. And now our two sons are nearly teenagers, or they are teenagers, and we decided there is no better place in the world to raise our children.
And do they love island life?
They do, yes, absolutely.
So are they both sort of sporty and out on the water all the time? Because obviously you live here on the seafront, don't you? So is it something that they embrace fully?
One child is absolutely embracing everything the island has to offer, and he loves being self-sufficient and take the bus to see all his friends as well as his favorite sailing club. And the other son doesn't leave his room very often unless it's for food.
That's the way. Does he text you down his orders?
He does. He does occasionally, yes.
I don't know. Well, how did that happen? But I know it does. But obviously you're a working mum.
Yes.
And you run your own business. So yes. That must be very draining on you. And it's the classic juggling act, isn't it, between work and home life. Absolutely. How do you cope with that?
I have developed a strategy that when I am at home, I spend valuable time with my children when they want to talk to me and not busy with their own lives. But I also want my children to grow up knowing that if you want something in life, you have to work for it.
Yeah, that's very true.
So it's a catch-22 and always will be. But I think I'm so privileged to do what I love doing. And to have my children not far. It's walking distance to work.
And when you get your precious family time, where do you like to spend it?
I think my personal preference is Seagrove Bay. But anywhere on the island is beautiful.
The Seagrove's just around the corner from here, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's indeed.
Very special place.
Yes, absolutely.
And what about country walks and things? Do you get time to do that sort of thing?
Not at the moment, no, but we have done it in the past. We have three dogs which get walks, but it has been extremely busy lately. So whatever we do as a family has to be done in quite short time, but I'm sure it will change when the summer will be over and we can do it more often.
What kind of dogs have you got? Because this is an island. It's like the Isle of Dogs, the Isle of Wight, isn't it? It really loves and embraces dogs. What are your three?
We have two Labradors and a Cocker Spaniel, and two of them are rescue, and one came to us as a puppy. So it's like having a zoo.
Yes, I would imagine they're quite hard work, aren't they?
They are, but I would not want to be without. Absolutely.
And what do you do to unwind, Jane?
I read. That's always my way to relax. My favourite place is on the couch with a book.
And do you have a particular genre that you enjoy?
It varies. It varies depending on my state of mind. I'm actually very interested in Louisa Hay. I have been reading a lot of her book has been my Bible lately.
And what sort of stuff does she write?
It's like a self-guidance book. She's an American also that whenever I'm stuck in life, I read her book and it gives me a perspective.
I was reading the other day that it's reading a book is one of the biggest de-stressors that you can do. So it's a brilliant thing to do. I didn't know that, but I suppose, of course, it's a form of escapism, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I think.
Our brain is never silent. But when we can focus it on something that we enjoy and lose ourselves in it, that's when it's our form of meditation.
And do you have a preference between a tablet or an old-fashioned sort of paper book, or don't you care?
I don't mind anymore, no. My Kindle is always with me. I actually, when I travel on courses or whenever I go, I don't mind delays in transport because it's my time to read.
Yes, and I can't imagine you get a lot of downtime.
I don't, no, because when I'm at home, I still answer emails and phone calls from the clients. And most of the time, it's consultations or questions about products or treatments. So it doesn't stop.
How many clients do you have?
I think the last time we checked the system, it was about 800.
Wow, and that's quite a phenomenal growth, isn't it? How long have you had the salon?
We've been running full 3 years, and in September it's the fourth year.
And because you didn't take the clinic over, did you? You
No.
built this up from scratch.
Yes, absolutely. When we bought the premises, it was the local post office and a shop. So it was truly an adventure of a lifetime. And I feel very blessed for the trust that people have been giving us.
And did you have any experience in running your own business?
No. No, I never ran my own business. I always ran someone else's. And the last business that I helped to run was a spa in Amsterdam for Sofitel Hotel.
And is there a difference in the type of client you would have in somewhere like Amsterdam and the type of client you have on the Isle of Wight, or do you find the same when it comes to this kind of treatment the world over?
All people have the same issues, the same insecurities. They get tired, they get sick, they get happy, they become happy. So the difference is huge. In Amsterdam, we had a lot of Hollywood celebrities that would come for any event like MTV Awards, or if there were any particular movies that were opening. So it was the world of glamour. And Isle of Wight is different. Is more down to earth, and it's fantastic to experience both.
Yeah, and in changing, it's quite a cultural change, I imagine, from Amsterdam to Seaview.
Yes.
Yeah, and what were the challenges of that?
I didn't have any challenges. I loved it. I found myself in Seaview. I felt born again.
And living on an island, you like that kind of island life and being slightly removed.
Yes, absolutely. I found peace. I found peace in my mind. That's the only thing I ever wanted.
So you've used the word reborn.
Yes.
From what to who?
I think when in Holland, the reason we came, me and my mum, we came to Holland to escape. We were political refugees, and it wasn't easy. The first few years we spent in a refugee camp, and my life was never straightforward. I had a dream of becoming a doctor, but because I didn't have financial opportunity or any other opportunity, it took me many, many years to get where I am now. And only when we arrived to England, I realized that I've achieved my goal. It wasn't what I initially thought I wanted, but it is now.
So your goal being, how would you redefine that goal now?
My goal is to be able to make a difference in some people's lives, even if it's a one day, even if it's a simple smile that we can bring to their face. And it's realization that I can make a difference, and sometimes my advice can be valuable. It makes all the difference to me.
And as that little girl in a refugee camp, I cannot imagine what that would have been like. What's your abiding memory of that time?
How lucky I was, because most children that were in the camp with us were from active war zones. And it was then I realized how fortunate we were that the reasons we came to Europe was to escape a political prosecution and not yet a physical, horrible events. So it's, it's realization of that.
And was it difficult for you to then mix with other children who hadn't had the challenges that you must have had as a child and the differences? Your upbringing must have been a world apart from theirs.
It was. My upbringing was absolutely very, very different. I was brought up by intellectuals, and my bedroom was a library, and their lives were very different, and we learned a world from each other. We went to school together. There was a bus that would take
all the children to a Dutch school where we could learn the way of Europe and the language. So I'm extremely fortunate for how my life played out. I had to work for everything I have. I was never given anything, never taken anything for granted, and never given anything just for no reason. And it made me who I am.
And I think your philosophy is that you've spent a long time studying.
Yes.
And learning, and it's still an almost an ongoing process for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. The moment I stop learning is the moment I have to look for another profession, because then I lost my drive.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
And do you think that's something that you that every one of your specialists that you share together?
Yes. It's our hunger for knowledge and knowing that we're never done. Yeah. Because the development continues daily. And in order to be helping people continuously, we need to update our knowledge and keep working on our skills.
And it's very much a people industry, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because there's not going to be two people walk through your door the same.
No.
And you don't know who's going to come through, I imagine, on a daily basis, what they're going to be like, what their need, and what they perhaps think their needs are, and what perhaps what their actual needs are may be very different.
Absolutely. Yes.
Has anybody come in that you've just thought, oh, I don't know where to begin on this one?
I have sent quite a lot of people or advised to go and seek professional medical help because it was beyond my abilities. And so, yes, very much so, but not in other cases. I always find the way to either. I work with many other professionals where I can advise people to perhaps see them first and then come back.
And do you cross-reference between you here? Do you sort of recommend perhaps that a client will see another therapist?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, 100%. I believe in... I'm not a natural businesswoman. I would rather not make money if I knew that someone else could help the person better.
But you are a natural businesswoman if you've built something from scratch over 3 years to 800 clients strong and a very successful business, because you've recently won a major industry award, haven't you?
I have.
So do you want to tell us more about that?
It's been fantastic, an amazing opportunity, and it felt like a dream when I received email that I have won the industry award for being a health, wellness and beauty clinic of the year for Isle of Wight. And I couldn't...
This is with Lux, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's with Lux. It's the luxury lifestyle magazine that is an international development, which I still can't believe it happened. But the reason they've chosen me, as they explained, they've followed me for a while as through my social media platform. They read the reviews, and I'm sure we had a few mystery guests. But what happened, they are looking for different places around the world, places that are not that old, and also offer something different. And I guess the moment I opened the doors of the clinic, I had no idea what will happen, which treatments will be popular, or who will walk through the door. And it turned into this amazing adventure where people who come here find it very interesting to hear our version of skin, if that's what we're talking about, or health, our view on life in general.
And how has winning that award affected the business?
We haven't spoken about it yet, because there was an international embargo on it until, I believe, this week. So today we finalized the article that will go into the magazine, and probably from next week we'll talk about it worldwide.
So very exciting times.
It's fantastic.
And what was it about the Seaview Beauty Clinic that you think clinched it for you?
I think it must be our unique difference.
How would you sum that up to somebody listening who thinks, oh, I might try that?
It's very difficult to answer when I think it's the way we approach clients, the way we treat them. Because by boasting about the ward and the clinic, I don't want other therapists and clinics out there to feel that they're doing something different and not the same as us. So it's a difficult question, but I think we are doing what we do and people appreciate it and come back for our advice and help and want to be here.
And do you get a lot of people who come on holiday and then think, I must go and have a massage or I must go and have a treatment? Or are they people who live here? Who in the main comes?
I think 40% of our clients come on holiday or they have second homes on the island. And now, before they come, they tend to book in the treatments in advance with the therapist that they want, and particular treatments, because it's important. It's a part of their CVU experience.
And it's part of the holiday, I imagine.
Yes. Yes,
lovely.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jane Gibbs. And we'll be back after this short break. Thank you for listening.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Immerse yourself in the nostalgia of how railways used to be at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Our genuine island locomotives and carriages date back to Victorian times and are immaculately restored to pristine condition. The one-hour train ride takes you through unspoiled countryside and woodland. So come and enjoy a journey with a difference at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. For further details, visit iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
West Wight Audio, the island's technical troubleshooters. Having problems with your phone? Or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested or just a light fitted. We've got it covered. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
Do you suspect there may be some bullying going on within your company? Have you wondered what, if anything, you can do to stop it? Break the Cycles one-day workshop, Thriving in the Workplace, is the solution to any bullying that may be impacting the smooth running of your organisation, leading to increased staff turnover. There may be negative PR for your company if it's associated with bullying and nothing is done. For more information about this one-day workshop on workplace, click breakthecycle.org.uk or email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk. Or you can call us on 01983 754 666 for an informal chat.
Jewson, the national name with a local heart. We see the Four P's Project as a fantastic opportunity for young people to gain valuable life skills and receive opportunities that may have passed them by. Congratulations to Vectis Radio for taking this initiative, a truly local community-based radio station. Jewson, the national name with a local heart. For kitchens and building materials, phone us on 525 111 or look for jewson.co.uk.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Hello and welcome back to Wit, Wisdom and Pratfalls with me, Joan Ellis, and my very special guest, Jane Gibbs, owner, founder and therapist here at the Seaview Beauty Clinic in Seaview. It's a gorgeous part of the island to live here, isn't it? It's particularly stunning because you're right on the coast. It's very special. But of course, you can get away quite easily from Ryde, can't you? So
absolutely,
you've got the best of both worlds here.
Yes.
And you can see the mainland.
Yes.
Going back to what you were saying earlier about being a refugee and coming here and from Russian parents, but am I right in thinking your mother brought you up pretty much single-handedly, didn't she?
My mom and my stepdad, we came to Europe together. We came to Holland when I was a child. So it was, yes, mainly my mom and my life.
So how old were you when your parents split up?
I was 7.
And I think, you know, I know because I was my parents split up when I was 8. So, but it's more prevalent now, isn't it, that children have these sort of mixed and blended families?
Yes.
What What effect do you think it had on you when that happened, when your parents split up?
It had an extremely traumatic effect, as it would on most children. But I was very fortunate that my grandparents and my great-grandparents were there to help raise me. So I feel very privileged. And I do see my dad, and I used to see him quite often. So it's all in all, I had a fantastic life when I was little, even before all the problems started with perestroika in the 90s, when it was time, or when we had to escape. So it was very traumatic, yes, but I feel that I was blessed in other ways.
And you've clearly got a very strong relationship with your stepfather.
Yes, very much.
And your mother is still a hugely positive force in your life, isn't she?
My mother is my teacher, or my life teacher, as I see her. We didn't really... she was very young when she had me. She was a university student. And I think we basically grew up together. So now she is the wisdom in my life. And whenever I have a question or anything, I always ring multiple times a day.
And where's Mum now?
Mum lives in Estonia. And yes, we are very close.
And what's the best piece of advice your mum has given you?
Patience. I think that's one thing, and don't over dramatize your life. I tend to do that quite often. If something doesn't go the way I planned it in my head, I go into panic mode. And she always manages to just put me back on track.
That's wonderful. How often, so you speak to her, do you Skype her? And
a phone. Phone, we usually just, I get on with my work, whatever I need to do at home. And Mum always hangs in my ear on my shoulder.
And how often do you actually get to see her?
About once a year when I fly over or she comes to see me.
She must be incredibly proud of you, Jane.
Yes, she is. Yes, and she told me that on many occasions, that I lived the life that she always wanted me to live. And the reason she took me out of the country where I came from is to do just that, to fulfill my destiny.
And were you aware of the life that she wanted you to live? Was that something that she vocalized to you?
No. The only thing she always pushed me is to never give up learning. And through studying, I've discovered a life. That's the easiest way to put it.
And it's hard to imagine seeing you here in the clinic, but if you didn't do this, is there something else, another burning passion within you that you'd like to do?
I think until a few years ago, going to medical school was truly a dream that I wanted to fulfill. And perhaps, I don't know, life is, well, I will be 40 in July, so I would never say no to anything.
So being 40 in a lot of women's lives, that's a real watershed, isn't it?
It's
something they can dread or something these days people embrace, and 40 is the new 30 and however else that people like to sort of view it. What's your take on being 40?
I love being 40 and I would love to be 50 and 60 and however long I may allow to become, because I love to be around elderly. My family-in-law has a nursing home where I help at least once a week to do treatments on people who don't have long left. And I feel very fortunate to be able to be around them, and it gives me positive energy. So I'm not scared of getting old. I know it's easy to say when you're 39, but I really look forward to it. I will have more time off.
And working with the elderly, what gifts do they give you, you know, as a person? What do you take from them?
I think it's peace. It's the way they're happy. They're happy, they're peaceful, they're smiling, and the way they see life. They just embrace every minute they have.
There seems a real contentment, doesn't there, around some elderly people?
Most, yes, of course.
In terms of that sort of seen it all, done it all. They don't tend to, as you were saying earlier, and I myself am very guilty of it, sort of drama queening anything out. They just get on, as you say, with their life.
Yes.
And there is a serenity almost
around. That's a perfect word. Yes.
Around them, and an acceptance.
Yes.
And I think infinite patience.
Absolutely.
It's almost like all the gifts that we would wish on ourselves throughout our lives somehow cascade later in life, don't they? And I can't, you know, obviously I know a lot of elderly people suffer, and it, you know, it's not, I'm just talking about my mother was very, very ill with dementia, but she still had peace. She still had this serenity.
Yes.
There's something deep within her, even when she was struggling and very poorly, there was still something at her core that was very special. And it's hard until you mix a lot with elderly people, I think, to really understand and appreciate that.
I feel I learn so much from them, and just being around them, the elderly gives me peace.
Yeah, and I think you feel privileged to have your youth as they've had in their life. You
yes.
have your life, and you kind of can see what's coming, and you think, well, if I can approach it with the same dignity,
absolutely,
and serenity that you have, then I'm doing okay. Yes. It's been a joy talking to you, Jane Gibbs. Thank you so
same
very
here.
Much
Thank
for
you
your
very
time.
Much.
And where can people find out about the Seaview Beauty Clinic?
We have a wonderful social platform. There is a website. We have a Twitter and Instagram account and Facebook. Or they can just pop in for a coffee, and we will show and happily tell everything we have to offer.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.